Listen anytime, anywhere to News Talk 1010 Toronto through your Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Jerry Agar continues on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
I like to think I did a pretty good rant opening the show this morning on how justices of the peace, judges, and even members of the Crown don't really care about your public safety. They are all focused on the rights and the tender sensibilities of violent criminals. And if you missed it, or any other part of the show, you can download the podcast for the show every day. We put it up in the afternoon, and anywhere you get your podcast, just go to Jerry Agar Show and download the podcast wherever you get your fine podcasts. Coming up in half an hour, there's a story out about something that the Liberals in Ottawa want to do, and I don't have a problem with it. Maybe you will. Maybe you could convince me that I'm wrong. Which, you know, I'd be happy about because I don't normally support the Liberals, but I don't have a problem with what they're planning to do. Meanwhile, and I've told you this before, I have a hang-up about the salt water, okay? And what I usually tell people is, I'm not a coward. I've jumped out of a perfectly good airplane. I rode a bull in a rodeo. I went looking for bombs in downtown Baghdad with the military. But I don't like getting in the salt water because there are toothy things in there, and I can't see them properly in a three-dimensional environment. But I'm weirdly fascinated by sharks, and now I see that OSearch, a global nonprofit organization which does research on ocean giants and collect information to help science attain data on the ocean and protect the oceans, is giving away a chance to meet a shark and tag a white shark. And I'm weirdly fascinated about wanting to win this thing. And joining me now, founder and expedition leader of OSearch, Chris Fisher. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So what do you mean, meet a shark?
Well, you know, someone's going to win a trip to come out on the ship with a guest that, you know, two people and spend a few days on the ship with us while we're on expedition, where we'll be capturing great white sharks and bringing them onto the lift on the side of our ship and picking them out of the water. And then we do about 25 research projects on them in 15 minutes. And the winners of the sweepstakes will be helping our scientists collect samples and be touching the shark. And they will get to meet a shark.
You don't have to actually get in the water with it.
No. We lift it out of the water where we do our research, and it's very safe. And that's one of the reasons why our research has been able to go so far so fast. We got that safe access to the animal. So, yeah, no, you don't need to jump in the water. We're bringing them into a nice, safe spot for everybody to get up and close, much closer than you could ever get in the water.
All right. How long can a great white shark stay out of the water before you would harm the shark?
Well, we keep them out of the water about 15 minutes, but they have a hose in their mouth and water flowing over their gills, so they're breathing the whole time. Quite frankly, we could keep them out of the water, we believe, much, much longer than we do.
Okay. It's like they're in the hospital, kind of.
Yeah,
the hose.
Very clinical. Yeah.
All right. So what is the purpose of tagging the shark?
So the real reason why we do our work is I think most people are learning that white sharks are they're the system manager of the ocean. They're the top of the food chain. So if we have the right number of white sharks and they're thriving, the system is thriving, and we make sure we leave an ocean full of fish for our grandchildren. So it's really about bringing the oceans back to balance and abundance by bringing our apex predators back to balance and abundance so they can manage the system again.
All right, so when you put the tag on them, you're following them around. Can you keep track of what they do, whether they're breeding, that sort of thing?
That's right. Once they're released, they have a tag on them. Everyone can follow all our sharks in real time at osearch.org or on the free OSearch app. And then, yeah, we use all the other research projects to determine where they're mating. Blood samples and ultrasounds tell us that, you know, where they're giving birth, how big is the nursery. So solving what's called the life history puzzle of the animal, the story of its life from birth to death, once you have that, you have the capacity to manage them. And before, we did not have the data sets we needed to manage our system and our apex predators off Atlantic Canada and the East Coast, and now we do.
Chris Fisher is with me, founder and expedition leader of OSearch. And by the way, that is spelled O-C-E-A-R-C-H. I clicked on your site just as you were talking there, and you said you can follow the sharks. I can follow the shark by name, like you got one named Jekyll, a white shark. I could follow that shark around.
That's right. You can follow any of our sharks in real time. That's what's really changed the game. I think, especially when you look at Atlantic Canada and the East Coast of the United States, just 10 years, we didn't know really virtually anything about our white sharks off the East Coast, and now we know the entire story of their life. So a lot has changed very fast, and throughout that entire period, people could go and track all of these sharks in real time. Because of that safe access we have, we're leveraging the most modern tracking technology, which allows the world to be included in it in real time right beside our scientists.
Chris, what do you think are the major sort of myths and misconceptions about sharks?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we've all been swimming with them all of our lives. Nothing's changed. We just know now. We've been really stunned at how these animals are both coastal and pelagic. The size of their range, we're seeing these animals move from Newfoundland all the way down around the Keys in Florida and over as far west as Cancun. So it is a huge range. They're giving birth right down in the New York, New Jersey Bight, right there off the South Shore of Long Island. That was kind of shocking, right, amongst millions of people. And then their nursery ranges from there, Long Island, down through South Carolina in the first year of their lives before it begins to expand. I think another thing that surprises people is these animals have to live 20 years before they can mate and reproduce. And that was why it was so easy for us to wipe them out in the 70s and 80s, because they're not living long enough to make babies if you're catching them when they're 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. So we've pivoted that all around. The most exciting big picture story, I think, that gets lost in the mix here with everything that's going on is our East Coast of Atlantic Canada and the United States are rewilding themselves. We're seeing more fish, more life than we've seen since the 40s or 50s, and it is something to be celebrated. It is a story of the return to abundance. And I think when you're talking about anything in the natural world or managing our resources, our fisheries, you know, we hear too many doom and gloom stories. The sky is not falling everywhere. We are winning in places, and we are winning here, and that is something to be very proud of for our kids, and it's a model for the world.
Are we seeing more sharks on the coast in shallow water? As there are more and more sharks, is there a downside of danger to swimmers?
Well, we are seeing more and more of everything, right? We're seeing a lot more seals, a lot more whales, a lot more fish, a lot more bait. And so with that, the abundance is rising, so there will be more predators. Now, these predators, their job, most people don't understand, particularly off Atlantic Canada and New England, that these white sharks are actually guarding our fish stocks. They're preventing all of those rebounding seals from wiping out all of our stripers, our lobster, our cod, all that stuff. Because white sharks, if they're around, the seals stay up out of the water on the beach until they're almost starving and then get in, get a little bit, get out. If the white sharks aren't there, they all eat 4 times more per day. So that's the real misconception of people, like white sharks are the guardians of our fish stocks. So what's really happened is, it's not because there's more sharks that people need to like look at the ocean differently now than, say, they did 20 or 30 years ago. Is that there's more and more of everything. So when we grew up, I'm in my 50s. When I grew up, you could just go to the beach and just walk into the ocean. You can't really do that anymore. You need to go to the beach. You need to look at the ocean. You need to look at what's going on. And if there's a lot of bait and there's birds crashing on it and there's game fish rolling on it, there's the food chain is colliding there, and the apex predators will move in on that. So we need to be clever enough and understand the environments we play in to be like, oh, wow, look at this. This is incredible. The food chain's happening here. Let's just watch this. Let it drift on by down the beach, and when it gets nice and quiet, then we go in and we play. So,
okay.
Much like, you know, you got to pay attention to where you're going and know the environment you're playing in, not just blindly walk in.
I don't want to run out of time, so you can tell people it sounds like a fascinating opportunity to join the researchers and tag some sharks. You could win this trip. Chris, how do people do that?
Let's go to meetashark.com, and you can sign up right there. We'll be running it all summer. We'll be selecting someone at the end of the summer, and we'll be on expedition together in November. So you can go to osearch.org or meetashark.com.
Meetashark.com. Chris Fisher, founder and expedition leader of OSearch. Thanks very much for this.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you. So still to come in this hour, something that the Liberals say they want to do in Ottawa that would have impact across the country that so far I don't have a big problem with, and I'll profile that and see what you think. Maybe you'll disagree with me. This is coming up on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.